Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Monday, September the 7th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn down a half a cent at 523 and a half. December wheat steady at 726 and a quarter. November beans up 6.5 cents at 1298. We did have one sale this morning. This is an interesting one. 327,000 metric tons of wheat to Nigeria. That's a nice chunk of business. I don't know if it's going to last, but at least we had a little something here, a little surprise. The dollar is higher here. It's up 40 ticks, so that might offset that wheat announcement. We've got crude oil currently down 117 a barrel. It's a good 30 cents, 40 cents off its lows. Bean oil was higher overnight as palm oil was higher. Palm oil was higher on lower expected production. But with the crude oil down 117 now, I'm not sure whether the oil will be able to hold up. We've obviously got the report on Friday. I'm guessing that the average estimates will be 177 to 178, somewhere in that range. 50.5 to 51 on the beans. We'll get an official estimate of all the expectations in the next day or two, and we'll let you know what that is. But that would be my early guess. Some early yields, I mean, very early yields around the country. One in Arkansas was better corn by, they were guessing 190. It came in around 205 to 210. There was another report, and all of them a little bit better than expected so far. And that may be the trend moving forward, but, you know, we're not even in the middle of September yet. So I think these yields are somewhat meaningless, but we'll see if they continue to show that same trend. Weather around the world looks pretty good with the exception of Australia. They're going to get a little dry between now and Sunday. They've had some rains there. But most of the world looks like it's in pretty decent shape. Australia seems to be the only red flag on the charts out here. So, you know, again, I think we are where we've been. We've got the funds long 240,000 contracts. My guess as of Friday was 253,000 contracts. So that's an awful lot considering how bad these charts look out here. Or maybe they just want to see what's going to happen with the report on it's Friday. And I guess they're hoping, obviously, that there's something friendly that will push this thing over the top, which, you know, may or may not happen. We'll see, you know, what they put coming for Brazil numbers, world carryouts, and U.S. carryout. But I think they've got to be budgeting in maybe more acres and some better yields out here. So I think the funds are in a very precarious position. They've got the money to ride it out, but we'll have to see what the reports say. That's really about it out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.